This summer, the world's best tennis players are coming back to Cincinnati. The Cincinnati Open returns August 8th through the 23rd. Bigger than ever, with new fan spaces, incredible food, drinks, and entertainment all in one place. Voted Tournament of the Year by the players themselves. Community Weekend starts August 8th. Finals weekend, August 22nd and 23rd. Get your tickets now at CincinnatiOpen.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
From sad box news to the good news, Cathal O'Sullivan's in studio. How are you doing?
I'm good, Andrea. How are you?
Not bad. We've been asking people to tell us about their favourite venue.
Yes, Andrea, wedding venue platform Same Idea has announced the 2026 winners of their annual Irish Wedding Venue Awards. So over 700 newlywed and engaged couples have cast their votes and the winners have been announced. So one that sticks out to me is Best Ceremony Venue, the County Arms in Birr in County Offaly.
I was
just at a wedding last year and it was absolutely excellent there. So like, brilliant.
This is if you're getting married on site.
Yeah, so it's best ceremony venue. Clontarf Castle in County Dublin was the best castle wedding venue. Fallon and Burren, just near us here in the city, best alternative wedding venue.
Have you ever been to a kind of a urban wedding like
No,
that?
No, I haven't.
No, either have I. We're cultures.
Yeah, see, we like the traditional 500 people.
Yeah, oh, no, I don't know about that. That's a sort of a classic Donegal wedding.
Yeah, that's it.
Standard enough.
Fernhill in County Cork. Fernhill House gets the nod for the best country house wedding venue. There's loads there. Best winter wedding venue to Killeshea Hotel in Kildare. I've been at a wedding there as well, and they're both excellent. So yeah, there's loads of different ones, really good for kind of local venues around the country getting the nod this year. Kerry, Cork, Kildare, loads of different ones. So big up all them wedding venues.
Yeah, we've been asking listeners, keep sending us your best wedding venue suggestions in 087 1400 106. That's the WhatsApp number.
Now, Andrew, for those who don't know what that was, that is Punch the Monkey. He's been going viral online. I don't know if you've
seen really
him.
He really has. It's everywhere. It's all over social media.
Yeah, it's Ichikawa Zoo in Japan. And he was kind of going viral because originally Punch was born, but he was abandoned by his mother shortly after birth. And the handlers in the zoo kind of had to bottle feed him and different things like that. But as he was released into, I suppose, the enclosure with the other monkeys, he kind of had a little bit of anxiety and things like that. He was struggling with socializing, struggling with kind of different forms of isolation. And the handlers put in a little monkey, Teddy, for him to carry around, which was actually from IKEA. And he's gone viral for walking around holding this monkey. It's very cute.
It's the cutest and the saddest thing in equal measure.
Well, I have good news for the people who have been following this online, following the hashtag #HangInThereePunch. He has been accepted into a kind of a smaller group in the enclosure by a larger kind of one of the bigger monkeys has accepted him in. They're showing him kind of a bit of crack, bit of favour. People are saying, oh my God, are they having a row? No, the handlers in the zoo have warned saying they are having fun. They're enjoying their time in there. Punch is doing well. He's kind of made friends. And I think it's the best news to come out of this situation that we had seen him in, this
absolutely
having this isolation, etc.
Yeah, it really is doing the rounds, isn't it? It's gone super viral.
And seeing now the videos of him kind of making friends and hanging out is very kind of heartwarming for people who have been following it.
I've been asking people on my own Instagram account and at the start of the show today, family holidays or girls' getaways?
Yes, Andrea, girls do really want to have a fun, it seems. So recent research has indicated that 14% of female travellers are planning a women-only trip this year.
Yeah, I love girls' trips.
Yeah, well, I suppose for me, I go on girls' trips with me with like six other girls. Yeah. But it's great. So in parallel, female-only tour bookings have increased by 230% since last year, which is absolutely an astronomical figure. Mm. So it's because people are turning away from kind of traditional family holidays, going away with maybe their older parents and things like that. And they want that experience of personal connections, flexibility, enjoyment. The research shows that women are prioritizing, I suppose, kind of solidarity and things like that. And obviously they're opting for kind of...
No, that's all rubbish, right? That's what you hear in the survey. They just want the crack, right? They don't want to be dealing with the children and listening to the husband and trying to please everybody. They just want to have the crack with their own friends, the people they've been friends with for years. That's the truth, Carl,
right? You know what? Why aren't you quoting this?
I know.
Jay?
Don't mind whatever they're telling you about solidarity.
It comes to easier logistics. That's the main thing that you like you say, easier logistics. Not having the husband hanging out. Yeah. They're opting for kind of short, kind of 4 to 5 night stays, short domestic flights. Doesn't have to be all over the world or global or anything like that. I think Europe is kind of a key destination for these girls' trips, and that I'm sure many are going on around the country.
Absolutely.
Yes, Andrea, this is probably one of my favourite stories to come out of the week. It's Paulo Cunila in the Irish Independent, and he's just talking about, I suppose, the welcome home that you get when you come to Dublin Airport. I don't know if you enjoy it or you like it.
I think it's always go to the passport controllers and not the AI machine.
Yeah,
always.
So what the crux of this article is. It's the e-gates and kind of the passenger numbers, and we're still seeing a number of people going to the people working in passport control.
And they always say hello and welcome home.
Yeah, and welcome home. And it's kind of that emotional feeling of that. But Jennifer O'Brien, Head of Operations Border Management Unit in Dublin Airport, says it's not in their training, and it's just, I suppose, in their Irishness that they're there to offer you that little welcome home in, I suppose, what could be you juggling your kids coming home or coming home a little bit fragile from a girl's trip, that you get this welcome home and they see the reaction. Yeah. And it's not in their training, but they learn it on the job.
It's a little bit of Cade Mila Falcha. Finally. I didn't even pick that.
I know, that was me, Andrea. But Replica Festival in Derby in the UK is actually making an attempt at the Guinness World Record attempt for the most tribute acts in one venue. So
it's all the tribute bands.
It's not Westlife. It's actually West Zone, they're calling.
Is there actually a Westlife tribute band?
There is. I didn't even know that. There's also Got to Be Steps, No Aces.
Got to Be Steps.
The Bootleg Beatles, Nickelback UK, Guns Two Roses, Take That, Rule the World. There's loads of these acts. They're making the attempt this summer. So if you don't get a chance to see Westlife at the Three Arena
or
in
Oasis,
September,
you can see Oasis No Aces.
You can see No Aces in the UK this year at their Guinness World Record attempt.
Cathal O'Sullivan, thanks a million as always for bringing a little smile to her face this Wednesday afternoon.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.